relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Relief Factor. Are you in daily pain? Have you tried everything else only to fail not to get relief? If that's the case, you've got to try this 100% drug-free product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain every single day, me included. It's not just me, though. It's people like Yvonne from California. This is her story. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Did you hear that? Pain-free. That should be your story. Find out today. Order the three-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you so much for coming out. I appreciate it.
Greg's been out at all of our community meetings.
Yeah,
it's
great.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad again.
Oh, no. Oh, not you.
Oh, I thought you were like, oh, wait, he's the one unmasked guy. Well, thank you for coming out.
Yeah, I just wear a mask because there's a Republican. I'll take it off right now because I'm a Democrat. I'm Rashida Tlaib. It's never about your health. It's about power. Dear friends, welcome to America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, your host, and we're going to have an epic, epic show today. We're going to have Liz Harrington in studio, President Trump's spokesperson. We're going to have the Baron. We're going to have the latest updates from the border and from Breitbart. Is the deal going to go through? Matt Boyle will tell us. But first, let's talk about gaslighting. Let's talk about propaganda. Let's talk about the fact that Rashida Tlaib only wears a mask when a Republican is close by and, quote-unquote, tracking her. So it's got nothing to do with COVID in that case. It's a show. It's a charade. It's a farce. Now, is it a farce? Is it a charade for this woman, this patient from Colorado, who desperately needs a kidney? Here is the obverse of the current reality in America, where we are being told you have to do things for your health, but not so much if you're a Democrat. This is a story that is going viral today. Cut 5, play cuts.
A woman needing a kidney transplant says she has been removed from the recipient list at UC Health. The hospital says all transplant patients have to be vaccinated. CBS4's Tori Mason following the story. Tori, you had a chance to talk with the woman and her friend who's willing to donate a kidney.
Yes, Jim, and UC Health says in almost all situations, both parties of an organ transplant must be vaccinated. The woman I spoke with today says she was on track to get her kidney by the end of the year. Then this policy took place.
My kidneys took a dive and I ended up in stage 5.
The average wait for a kidney is time Leilani Lutali doesn't have. A friend she met just 10 months ago is willing to save her life.
She's essentially packed her suitcase with my kidney and showing up at the hospital.
Jamie Fogner didn't get the vaccine for religious reasons. Leilani hasn't either because she's already had the virus and isn't sure how the shot would affect her health. But neither woman thought they needed it.
But at the end of August, basically, they confirmed that there was nothing in place. There was no COVID shot that was needed at that time.
They were shocked to receive this letter from UC Health saying they are non-compliant by not receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. Now it's get the vaccine or don't get the transplant.
Which translated into English means comply with our control over your body, or you die. That woman needs the transplant. Her friend is prepared to give her her compatible organ. But she may just die because neither of them are vaccinated. But you are told all over America, yesterday in Los Angeles, you cannot go and eat a cheeseburger. You can't get a kale salad, because of course it is California, if you can't prove that you've been vaccinated. So is it about health? Because if it were, why would they allow this woman to risk her health with a vaccine or to potentially die because she doesn't get the transplant that is readily available because of her friend's sacrifice now? Let's boil it down to the basics. It's about control over your body and your health. And don't call in if you're a crazy liberal saying, well, in that case, you're in favor of abortion. No, because that's not one body. A pregnant woman doesn't have four arms and four legs and two heads because she's two bodies, her own and another one. She can control her own body, but she has no right, and I mean it. Come after me, Media Matters. Come after me. What's his name? Zach. Bring it. She has no, zero right over another person's body just because it happens to be growing inside her. It's not a quote-unquote parasite. It is a human being which has exactly, and I mean exactly, the same rights as she does. So if we have rights because of our humanity, really because our image is a reflection of him who created us, that's right. There is no other argument for why a human should have any rights. There's no reason not to commit murder or mass murder or torture or rape or any other inhumane act if it's not for the fact that we're not animals, that we have a soul, and it is because of that fact that we are endowed by our Creator, as our founding fathers knew. We are endowed with unalienable rights, rights that cannot be taken away from us. But this hospital thinks it gets to. The hospital that is supposed to follow the Hippocratic Oath, oh, the ancient Greek oath that is the bedrock of all medical science around the world. First, do no harm. That should apply to pregnant women. First, do no harm, meaning don't go into her womb and destroy a viable life, cutting it into pieces, breaking its neck, or chemically poisoning it. You have no right to do that. First, do no harm. How does the Hippocratic Oath of all medical professionals apply in a case when a woman who needs the transplant is not afforded the medical procedure because of what? Because she actually has a higher resistance to COVID as somebody who's already had it than somebody who hasn't, who gets vaccinated. I mean, talk about science denial. She's had the coronavirus. Her body is coursing with T cells, with antibodies, with resistance that none, I challenge any single liberal who happens to be listening to prove right now that any vaccine, mRNA or traditional, provides as much resistance as natural immunity, because you can't do it. Because if you think you can, you are a science denier, just as much as somebody who says, oh, that's not a human, that's a clump of cells. So take a stand. Next time somebody says, where's your mask? You know, it's in the same place as Rashida Tlaib's. It's in her pocket. That's where my mask is. We are the warriors for truth. We are on the side of science, and we must never, ever back down. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise gun lobby. From battling the Biden administration's radical anti-gun agenda to restoring your constitutionally protected rights in the states, GOA's grassroots army, led by a friend of this show, Eric Pratt, is ready. GOA has a proud 45-year history of defending your Second Amendment rights without compromise. GOA's mission is simple: to protect, defend, and restore the Second Amendment. For just $25 a year, you can take an active role in the protection of your rights. When you join today by visiting gunowners.org/GORKA, you will receive a free gift. So help protect the Second Amendment by joining Gun Owners of America right now at gunowners.org/GORKA.
Hi, this is President Trump, and Sebastian is really a friend of mine. He's a great guy. He's been with me from the beginning. Listen to him. We all learn.
Thank you, Mr. President. More than a year of lockdowns, now new mandates, and it's getting even worse in some parts of America. They want to crush small businesses. The big boys, the globalists, they get rewarded. It's time to stop them creating the awful situation, even worse potentially than that created by Jimmy Carter. How do we do that? There's one organization that is fighting in the war to save America's small businesses. It is, of course, the Job Creators Network. Job Creators Network is taking the message on the road to fight for small businesses. In October, they have the Bring Small Business Back Bus Tour, which may be coming to a town near you. Go to jcnbustour.com to see the tour schedule. And if you live in or around Atlanta, get your tickets to a very special event with speakers you do not want to miss. That's jcnbustour.com for future event information. jcnbustour.com. Wow, it's been too long. The man who knows more about DC than anyone else at the most influential conservative website on the planet, it's Breitbart.com, and he is Matt Boyle. Matt, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure. It's my favorite part of my week.
That's very kind. Let's have some fun. Let's begin with a little bit of light entertainment. This is a person who, incredibly, is called a press secretary. Cut nine. Oh, no. Let's go to cut eight. Saki.
I mean, I think what COP26 is about is to continue the conversation on the international stage at the leader level. That has been going on below the leader level continuously, basically, about our need to work together to address the climate crisis. One of the greatest national security crises, the presidencies, a number of other world leaders agree on that front. Certainly, we all want to keep gasoline prices low, but the threat of the crisis, the climate crisis, certainly can't wait any longer.
Yeah, we'd like to have low gas prices, but, you know, climate. Matt, I got to tell you this story. I'm walking my dogs this morning past the local gas station, and I see the owner walk outside with the big numbers for the sign outside, you know,
that tells the price. Up, huh?
And I see him take the two and replace it with a three, and I said, 10-cent increase? And I said, I just couldn't resist it. I said, thanks to Biden, right? And he looked at me and he said, yep. So seriously, how do they think that this resonates with anybody? Has the bloom come off the rose? Are they losing the love of the fake news industrial complex? A great, great phrase I learned from my White House colleague, Andy Sarabian. Is the honeymoon over, Matt?
Yeah, I think the honeymoon's over. And by the way, the fake news industrial complex, that, and yes, Andy Sarabian's just a great American. I mean, that guy does so many great things. But the point here is, though, the fake news industrial complex can't save him from this. Like, look, we're seeing entire stadiums across America erupt in FJB chants, right? Like, I mean, by the way.
That's never happened in American history.
One of the coolest movements in the country, right?
Like, but it's like, a little naughty.
It's a little bit, but like, look, I think that goes to show you that's the actual mood of the country, right? Like, so there's an actual serious thing about it. I know it's funny and we all laugh at it, but I mean, the fact of the matter is thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of Americans are out there literally chanting F the president because of a number of things. Gas prices is a big part of it. There's food prices, inflation is really hitting people really hard. Their pocketbooks are getting hurt. They saw how badly he bungled the withdrawal from Afghanistan. It didn't need to be that way. There are 13 American servicemen and women who are dead because of Joe Biden's incompetence. And then in addition to that, I don't know if you've talked to Congressman Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. I had him on my show this last weekend. Dr. G, you got to get him on because here's why. He's working with the Sentinel Foundation to get Americans out of Afghanistan, the ones that Joe Biden and Antony Blinken and Austin and Milley all left behind.
Right.
He was telling me this weekend, I had him on last Saturday, that there are at least four American citizens who have died that are non-military that nobody's talking about, three of whom died in the Abbey Gate attack, including a two-year-old boy, his mother – and his grandfather, all American citizens, died in the Abbey Gate attack. The State Department doesn't deny this. They just say they're not aware of it. We reached out to them this week. And then there's a three-year-old girl, American citizen, whose parents are legal permanent residents, green card holders here in the United States. They're so mad at the United States right now that they haven't spoken out about this. But this girl had an infection, and the congressman and the Sentinel Foundation were working to try to get her out of the country. They tried several times through HKIA, through the airport, and then they tried through the Tajikistan border. And the State Department's officials there, the ambassador was told not to work with Congressman Mullen. And this little girl ended up dying. And later, after the Biden administration failed to get her out, she had an infection. She died of sepsis complications from the infection. She would be alive today, a three-year-old girl, if Joe Biden wasn't president of the United States and Donald Trump was. And there's so many more things that are bad about this president. But what I'm getting at is the mood of the country. So the gas prices, we see what happened in Afghanistan.
Can I just add something on Afghanistan? Uh-huh. So please connect me with the congressman. So this is hot off the press. Got a friend, discussed him, no names, former Air Force Special Ops guy who is trying to rescue more than 100 Americans and SIVs from Afghanistan. Here's the latest. They had flight plans filed with a friend of America in the Middle East to get the planes from Mazar Sharif out of Afghanistan to a safe, it's called a lily pad nation. It was all set, Matt, until Biden's State Department reps went to that nation's capital in the Middle East and told them not to allow American former military to save American citizens and SIVs, man.
Unbelievable. Look, and we're hearing tons and tons more stories like this. The way I see it is, Dr. Gorka, we're not even in the we're watching baseball now. You know, the playoffs are playing out. We're not even in the top of the first inning of this scandal with regard to the Biden administration in Afghanistan. By the way, it's not the only one, right? Like, you see what's happening at the border as well. I mean, these hordes of migrants storming across the border.
That's
and
a
so
good
on
word.
So forth.
It's a horde. That's a great
right.
word.
But again, you know, you look at all of these different things across the board, and not to mention the fact that Biden's, by the way, Biden's approval at 38% now in Quinnipiac, the lowest of his presidency, and that's an establishment media poll. So
hang on. You've got some institutional memory. Have we ever seen this 9 months into anybody's presidency?
No. The first year is usually the honeymoon, especially when you have the majorities in Congress. They can't get anything done. They're fighting over their own agenda. And then not to mention the fact the whole reason, the whole centerpiece of his campaign was he was going to fix COVID. Dr. Gorka, do you understand that more people have died from COVID in 2021 than did in 2020 already?
How is
right?
that
like,
possible?
Now, look, to be fair, 20 days of 2021, President Trump was still the president. But like, we're fast approaching the moment where more people will have died under President Biden than under President Trump. Biden's net approval rating with regard to his handling of the coronavirus, according to Political Morning Consult poll yesterday, is now net negative. More people disapprove of the a majority disapprove of his handling of the virus. So Biden has literally screwed up every single thing that he that
but
he's gotten
involved the sad thing is we knew he would. Anybody who's surprised, and including especially those who voted for him, however many it truly was, guys, it's on you. More to come. Follow this guy. Read his pieces. Bookmark Breitbart.com right now. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, broadcasting across the nation.
Don't touch that dial.
Do you miss President Trump yet? We have a very special offer that you will not want to miss. Now is your chance to enter to win one of six hand-signed photos of President Trump. All you have to do is text PHOTO to 55404 today for your chance to win a beautiful photo of President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. Again, text PHOTO to 55404 to have your name entered twice to win a hand-signed Trump photo. You don't want to miss this. Our contest ends soon, paid for by the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
Do you have any update on Afghanistan and how many Americans are still there? And is the does the president feel the Taliban's cooperating still with efforts to get those remaining Americans out?
We remain through appropriate channels, of course, in touch with Taliban officials. In terms of the specific numbers, I'd point you to the State Department, and they have the most updated number on that, given they oversee that process.
We're back with Matt Boyle. Matt, let's do a little thought experiment. What would happen if Sean Spicer, if Sarah Huckabee Sanders, or anybody in the Trump administration, in a given situation like that, with Americans trapped in a foreign nation taken over by jihadis, if they said, we don't know how many, just check with state. What would the reaction be of the lying legacy mainstream in media?
Oh, my God. It would be a war zone in the White House, right? Like, I mean, by the way, you have a dozen book deals for all the reporters who got in fights with him about it.
Right.
You know, April Ryan, who wrote a book literally trying to claim that the White House was like a war zone, that she was, quote unquote, under fire,
yes,
was the title of her book, would literally get like five book deals out of that. Right. Like, I mean, come on. Right. Like, no, this is just totally unacceptable. It's un-American. It's unbelievable. The fact that we look, Dr. Gorka, it is an American tenet, not Republican, not Democrat, not in, it doesn't matter what your politics are. Until Joe Biden became president, no man left behind, no woman left behind. That was our motto. That's our military's motto. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. We don't leave our people behind. And then they did it.
Yeah.
They changed everything. Joe Biden engaged in un-American activity by doing this. So did General Milley. So did Secretary Austin. So did Secretary Blinken and all the rest of them involved in this whole thing. Everyone all the way from the top on down. And the fact that they aren't resigning in disgrace over all of this, all of them, Kamala Harris, all of them, the fact that they aren't is disgusting. And it's proof that they're all in on it together. It's a conspiracy that needs to be unraveled by the Republicans when they get to the majority. This is important.
I mean, just remind everybody, 6 weeks in, not one person has been fired or resigned as a result of the debacle that was coupled.
One person, Russ Travers, who was the guy that, by the way, Rick Grenell and Donald Trump actually fired this guy. He was a deep state guy. Right. Like, and they fired him for incompetence. And then Biden brought him back at the beginning of the Biden administration after the fake news industrial complex did a whole series of articles on how it was so wrong for Rick and Trump to fire this guy. And then Biden put him in charge of the SIV visa process from Afghanistan.
Yeah, but that's a name nobody's ever heard of. Okay, let's get to what's happening in the swamp right now. A certain MAGA congresswoman is texting me in the last few minutes. Her initials are MTG. She says, got to stop Mitchell. The phone lines to McConnell leaders, Republican Mitch McConnell's office are on fire with people saying he can't do a deal with Schumer. You are the consummate insider when it comes to the swamp. Is that what's going to happen with these deals? Are they going to get $2 trillion? Are they going to shave some of it? What does Matt Boyle's gut tell him now?
Well, the big deal that McConnell's cut with Schumer this week is over the debt ceiling. It's not about the Biden agenda, right? Like, so that's a separate thing and distinct. But the debt ceiling deal, that's going to go through. I can't see that not happening now that McConnell and Schumer have made the deal. They're probably voting on it today. I don't know. I haven't seen the latest update, but I've been tracking those reports. Now, again, there's a certain wisdom in the U.S. has never defaulted on our debt. Okay, so we don't want to default on our debt. So I get it. There's a certain wisdom, though, in the Democrats are doing a great job beating themselves up. Let's get out of the way here, because they were going to have some kind of a deal. I mean, did anybody expect them to really lead us into a default?
But how
so that's
bad
different
is it
than the
be?
Biden agenda.
So what's going to happen to the Biden agenda?
Well, that's a different story. So the question is, and that's on the Democrats. They're doing it through reconciliation, so they can do it through only Democrat votes in both chambers in the House and the Senate. They have the majority. So the question is, are they going to be able to get some kind of a deal together? But this thing with McConnell and the debt ceiling is separate and distinct from that, and it's different. I'm not defending him. Of course he was going to
cave. Okay, but let's talk about the Biden. Like, what is your gut telling you on the Biden deal?
They got real problems. There are real divisions inside the Democrat Party. They got I don't know if they're going to. They set a new deadline of the end of October after their last deadline at the end of September failed. We'll see what happens as time goes on. Now there's a bunch of them now saying that they don't think they'll get it done by the end of October. So I frankly don't know, but there are deep divisions between the Joe Manchins and Kirsten Sinemas and the Bernie Sanderses and Pramila Jayapals of the Democrat Party. So are they able to iron that stuff out and come to some sort of agreement or not? Until such time, it doesn't look like there's any end to the impasse on the horizon at this stage. But then again, never count out the Democrats in being able to figure out how to waste more of our money. So
Well, I
don't know.
We know that you will keep us informed. Follow this man's writing and the rest of the great team working for Alex Marlow at Breitbart.com. Thank you, Matt Boyle, for our DC update. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next day on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. That great American patriot, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get great discounts on all of his MyPillow products right now if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels, and so much more, including the amazing sheepskin line slippers with the MyPillow foam. Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer on his Giza Dream Sheets of finest Egyptian cotton. All MyPillow products come with a 60 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials for the buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Enter promo code G-O-R-K-A or call 1-800-829-8468. That's 1-800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
Well, he was on Fox earlier today. He is the man who wants to be the governor of Virginia, running on the Republican ticket. His name is Glenn Youngkin, and he's given us 3 minutes of his time. Mr. Youngkin, are you there?
Sebastian, I am here, and thanks for having me. And I'm sorry our schedule's so crazy. We're going to win this race, and we're just all over Virginia this week.
All right. Tell us why Republicans who believe in America and want the Commonwealth back should support you.
We have a moment right now, Sebastian, to make a statement. And first, I absolutely am standing up for what I know Virginians all want. We're going to cut taxes. We're going to invest in schools. Sebastian, we're going to get rid of critical race theory out of our schools. We're going to return safety into our communities and invest in law enforcement instead of seeing them defunded. Sebastian, we're going to get this economy going so that we know that we have more jobs than people can take. It lifts up everybody. But we have big issues on the table. I mean, my opponent, Terry McAuliffe, made it clear that he thinks government should be between parents and their children. He believes that, in fact, they know better for our kids, and I'm going to stand up for our children. I'm going to stand up for our parents.
All right,
this is just such a big issue. But, Sebastian, he also thinks he should force everybody to join the union. He wants to defund police. Sebastian wants to raise taxes right now in the midst of this pandemic yet again.
Yeah,
we have a moment to stand up against all of this.
We watched the debate. It was heinous. He said parents shouldn't be deciding how their children are educated. As a bagman for the Clintons, he's one of the most reprehensible politicians in America. You are talking to millions of Trump supporters across the nation. There's no concern amongst them that Terry is bad news and will be bad news for Virginia. What they want to hear from you is that you support the America First agenda, you support making America great again, and that you won't be just, as somebody labeled you potentially, a Mitt Romney for Virginia. What can you do to reassure Trump supporters that that is not who you are?
Well, the president knows I am a Virginia First governor's candidate. I am going to stand up for Virginians. This is what we have to do right now. I mean, here we have the president of the United States and Joe Biden dispatching the Department of Justice to come try to silence parents in Virginia for standing up for their kids. I am standing up for Virginians. We're going to absolutely make Virginia the best state in America. We're going to save it. We're going to save it.
All right.
This is why I quit my job last summer, Sebastian, because I am so angry with what's going on in Virginia, and we are going to save Virginia.
All right. So you're listening to Glenn Youngkin. We had issues getting him on the show. I was worried who he was surrounded by. He took the decision. He came on the show. Give him credit for that. Look him up. Go to @GlennYoungkin. Go to his campaign site. Make the decision. We need to save America, and that includes the Commonwealth. Thank you, Glenn Youngkin.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.